Gaith Abdel Ahad is at the Tunisian Libyan border for us. Gaith, what's the scene there?
Well, lots of families, a lot of cars crossing, mostly Libyans crossing into Libya. Tunisians, you know, kind of going on the other side. Along the road, you see many families stopping by these young kids who are selling new Libyan flag, free Libya memorabilia, T-shirts, signs, bracelets, all decorating the cars before reaching the border. I am now just reached the border, and there's some sporadic shooting, I presume, celebrate fire. You know, the usual scenes at the border where you see uniformed police and armed men has disappeared, and you have militias dressed in jeans, cowboy hats, carrying guns, few wearing military trousers and T-shirts, and I presume those are the rebels. There are signs along the border, kind of graffiti, the free people of Zawara, God is great, the free people of Zawara, welcome all the Libyans coming back. I think in general there is a sense of euphoria amongst the families. Those are families who had to leave Tripoli or the west of Libya during the bombing, during the fighting, and now they're all coming back. So there is a festive feeling. Of course, there's an anxiety now amongst kids because of the shooting on the other side.
And this is the first time you've been back since you were held captive for a couple of weeks in March. How does it feel?
It feels very strange, I have to say. I mean, this border post for me kind of represented this, you know, the great iron wall, not, you know, tried for so long to cross that border, and then, you know, eventually I got caught. It's not like anxiety. It's some other feeling that kind of, you know, start churning inside your heart as I'm kind of reaching this border now. I have to say, I mean, up until now, every time I hear Libyan accent, I just kind of think of the interrogators in the prison. So it will be very interesting to kind of, you know, see Libya in a different light, in a different perspective.
You've crossed that border before. What's the difference?
Well, before, kind of, I stood here watching the border, trying to cross it, and I you know, couldn't, because I tried once, and there were, like, so many of the secret police who tried to grab you because you're a journalist, take you inside, try to detain you. I had to leave that border and cross into Libya through the desert and then the mountains. So, of course, you know, almost a military operation crossing that border, you know, a few months ago, trying to coordinate with the rebels, trying to coordinate with the side, you know, talking to smugglers, weeks and days of trying to cross. And now just to drive into that border and see, you know, rebels holding it, it's very, very strange. And this is more like shooting. And
explain why they're still firing. It's, you know, it's more than two weeks since Tripoli fell.
It's chaos. I mean, Patrick, this is, you know, those are, you know, at best, of course, they're freedom fighters, but they are, you know, militiamen, they are kids, probably still pumping with adrenaline from all the fighting. You know, of course they will be shooting. I mean, euphoria, sense of euphoria. They're shooting now, trying to organize the traffic, I mean, for example. I mean, I come from Iraq. I saw the chaos, you know, that took weeks, months after the fall of Baghdad, you know, basically years, till now there is chaos in Baghdad. So, of course, you know, this is, at its best, it's a militia. You know, in reality, they are like different groups of armed men.
Does it seem every bit as chaotic as Iraq?
No, I have to say. I mean, this is what's kind of very interesting. You know, Iraq, I say, like 8 years on, and there's still chaos. Now, you know, like 2 weeks after the fall of regime, you see, you know, there are people stamping now at this. I can just see, like, you know, there are rebels and there are people dressed like police who are stamping passports. Of course, the real power is with the rebels. You know, kind of guys Rambo style with... I'm kind of being asked for my passport, so...
Oh, I better let you go then. Okay, Gaith, well, thanks for the update.
Okay.
Cheers.
Thank you very much.
Bye.